This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Both the Bush and Kerry campaigns are lavishing attention on Wisconsin and its 10 electoral votes. President Bush made his 8th visit to the state yesterday, dropping in on the small city of Wausau. John Kerry has been to Wisconsin 9 times. The airwaves are saturated with political commercials aimed at the very thin margin of voters who remain undecided, as NPR's John McChesney reports.
The undecided voter is the holy grail of the 2004 campaign, and the search for such voters is almost as challenging as seeking the fabled cup. We learned that by going to Les and Jim's Total Entertainment Center in Merrill, just north of Wausau, where the president visited yesterday. It was men's league night at the bowling alley. 12 alleys, 5 men to an alley, 60 bowlers. We queried each team. Any undecided voters here? We got a lot of laughs and wisecracks and found only one undecided. We'll hear from him in a bit. First, a little information about the town of Merrill. Its spectacular silver-turreted Victorian courthouse pokes above the surrounding timbered countryside. It's the largest town in Lincoln County, where a little over 14,000 people voted in the last election. George W. Bush carried the county in 2000, but by a razor-thin margin of 63 votes. Our undecided bowler, Tom Porth, voted for George W. Bush. Porth served in the Army for 20 years. Now he works as a carpenter and says he may vote differently this time.
I'm not sure if I'm going to vote. I'm waiting to see if Kerry can convince me that he can do something. His ability to work with the House and the Senate.
We showed Porth one of the Bush campaign ads that's running repeatedly in Wisconsin these days. The ad features conflicting sound bites of John Kerry on the war in Iraq.
It was the right decision to disarm Saddam Hussein. And when the president made the decision, I supported him.
I don't believe the president took us to war as he should have.
The winning of the war was brilliant.
It's the wrong war in the wrong place at the wrong time.
The ad ends with a text message asking the rhetorical question, how can Kerry protect us if he doesn't know where he stands? Tom Porth is not impressed with the ad.
He's typical to most Americans. When the information he received at that particular time, he stood up for it. And then when the information changed, then he realized that, well, maybe he shouldn't have done it. He did change his mind and voted against it. I don't think he's the only congressman or senator that has ever done that.
In the bar just off the bowling alley, Sue and Ray, they didn't want us to use their last names, are taking a break from a Chamber of Commerce banquet underway in the nearby dining room. They say they're unimpressed with the ads from both sides and are having a couples debate about how to vote. Ray's a Vietnam veteran who served with the 82nd Airborne.
I don't think if an attack is made on the United States, we have to justify it to anybody else. I think we have enough opponents in the world right now because we're the best economy in the world. There's a lot of nations against us, only for that reason.
But where do we stop? Where do we stop? Do we stop Iran? Do we stop Korea? How long do we stop policing?
I don't know, but I don't like the fact that if the United States is in fact infiltrated one way or another, like 9/11, I don't think we should have to go out and justify to anybody that we have to strike back.
Their leanings are obvious, but both insist that they're still undecided, and they will either cancel each other out or one will persuade the other before the election. Political ads, they say, will not have any impact on their decision. Ken Goldstein doesn't believe it. Goldstein teaches political science at the University of Wisconsin, where he tracks every political commercial aired in the United States.
People will universally say that they hate ads. Pundits will universally whine about ads. But the strong academic evidence is people do pay attention to them. People do learn about them. The ads do drive media coverage and are a major part of the election.
Goldstein peers at one of the dozens of computers here tracking ads. Student Nathan Arnold brings up the figures for Wisconsin.
If you're a resident of Milwaukee, Green Bay, or Madison, you're potentially being exposed to 500 or 600 ads in a week.
Most of Wisconsin's media markets cover rural areas as well as the cities where transmitters are located. Madison, Green Bay, and Wausau reach into rural counties like Lincoln. And Ken Goldstein says those rural counties may be decisive as Democratic votes in Milwaukee and Madison will be canceled out by Republican votes in the Milwaukee suburbs.
The election's going to get decided in the north of the state, in the central part of the state, in the western part of the state, which are very, very small rural areas.
Like Lincoln County. 63-year-old Ginny Shaper sits behind the reception desk at the small radio station in Merrill. She was a nurse in Vietnam during the war, has 9 children and 7 stepchildren, 5 of whom are serving in the military overseas. She says she's an active Democrat who voted for Gore the last time, but this time she's undecided. We showed her a Kerry campaign ad about his plan to strengthen the economy.
One, to create jobs, we have to help small businesses not get in their way. 2, the middle class needs help with a tax cut, lower health care costs. 3, I want an America that relies on its own ingenuity and innovation, not the Saudi royal family.
Ginny Shaper is not convinced, partly because she doesn't think Kerry will have a Democratic Congress to help him pass economic legislation, and partly because of the candidate himself.
I'm not nuts about him. I'd like to see some of our jobs come back. I mean, so many people I know personally, jobs that they had for 12 and 15 years in the manufacturing sector, they don't have them anymore.
Wisconsin lost 65,000 manufacturing jobs over the past 4 years, but is recovering much faster than the other battleground states that have lost jobs. Further south in rural Sauk County, which narrowly went Democratic in 2000, Norman Gray was undecided until recently when he lined up behind the president. Gray is a sign maker in the small town of Baraboo. Even though Gray says he's not crazy about the president, he says he's made up his mind because he's uncomfortable with Kerry's positions on national security. We asked Gray for his opinion about a Bush campaign commercial airing here in Wisconsin.
They voted to raise our gas taxes 10 times and raise taxes on Social Security benefits. Higher taxes on middle-class parents 18 times. John Kerry and the Liberals in Congress record on the economy, higher taxes 350 times, an average of once every 3 weeks for 20 years.
I don't believe a word of it. If that was true, there's no way he would even be running. That's about one of the dumbest ads I've ever seen.
All of the undecided voters we talked to exhibited a healthy skepticism concerning the compressions, omissions, and distortions when campaigns try to squeeze complex issues into 30-second political commercials. But the scramble to earn the state's crucial 10 electoral votes continues to spawn ads rapidly. When the president landed in Wausau, the Democratic National Committee already had a new ad on the air claiming that the Bush administration may cut federal subsidies to the state's powerful dairy farmers. John McChesney, NPR News, Wausau, Wisconsin.